to hurt, to heal, to hope. Written by Brew Rose Milk. Read to you by Be Brave 13. A 911 fic featuring the pairing Evan Buck Buckley / Eddie Diaz. Additional tags include Getting Together, First Kiss, featuring Eddie's mustache, because I live here now. The kiss comes out of nowhere. Whether or not that's for the best, Buck can't possibly say. On one hand, if he had been able to see it coming, he would have stopped it. On the other hand, if he had been able to see it coming, he would have stopped it. One second, they're standing in the warm, dim light of Eddie's kitchen, Eddie calming Buck's nerves before his first date since ending things with Tommy. He's telling him that this new guy is going to love Buck, and if he doesn't, then he's not worth it anyway. He's picking lint off of Buck's shoulder. He's soothing Buck's heart rate, the way he always does, the way he always has. Buck makes a soft crack about how Eddie should probably get rid of the mustache if he ever wants to find someone for himself. Not because Buck actually dislikes the mustache, but just because he knows it will be a successful attempt at getting a smile out of Eddie. The ones that are so rare these days. Only present after a good phone call with Chris, which, admittedly, are also rare. Eddie exhales through his nose, shaking his head.
"All right, get out of here before he thinks you bailed on him," he says,
taking a slight step to the side as he clasps a hand on Buck's shoulder. Surely Buck says something back, although he's not sure what, because the next second he's taking a step forward, about to bypass Eddie and head out of the kitchen and towards the front door. But before he can even reach the doorway, somehow Eddie is stepping in front of him again, a hand curled around Buck's bicep as he collides with the warm, solid weight of Eddie's frame. It's not an accident, not some clumsy headbutt where their lips somehow end up colliding. It's deliberate. It's highly unlikely that it's planned, but it's deliberate nonetheless. Unmistakable. It's warm, smooth lips cut by the scratch of a mustache that Buck can't truly bring himself to look at for too long. It's a soft knead of his clothed bicep as a second hand curls itself around the back of his neck. It's his own hands, hovering in the air, desperately trying to process the quick turn of events as he feels a hum of surprise vibrate in the back of his throat. It's the scent of pine, and a slight taste of cinnamon. It's Eddie. Of course, it's Eddie. Eddie, who has welcomed Buck and everything that he is with open arms from the second they met. Eddie, who has looked Buck in the eye countless times over the years and completely stolen his breath, whether it's, "There's nobody in this world I would trust with my son more than you," or, "You act like you're expendable, but you're wrong." Eddie, who has been through hell and climbed his way back up again. Eddie, who is the strongest, kindest, most beautiful person that Buck has ever laid eyes on. Eddie, who has never once made him feel like a guest or a burden or like he's too much. Eddie, who doesn't even necessarily feel like a separate person from Buck. He never has. He's just Eddie. Buck and Eddie. Buck and Eddie and Chris. Family. Only Chris isn't here. Eddie is hurting. That's the thought that gives Buck enough strength to realize that he needs to break it, although he probably doesn't do it quite as quickly as he should. It doesn't grow any deeper. There's no tongue, no pulling back for air and coming back together again, but there's leaning. A lot of it. Buck's hands landing on Eddie's shoulders, intending to use a leverage to separate them, only for his hands to move without his permission, cupping Eddie's face in between his palms, the pads of his thumbs drifting back and forth over his cheekbones as they breathe each other in. It's only when Eddie makes a slight noise, sliding his hand into the short strands of Buck's hair, trying to deepen the kiss, that Buck finally pulls some space in between them. a generous term, admittedly, for the way he's leaning his forehead against Eddie's, his hand still firmly treasuring his face.
Eddie, I know that you...
He tries, not daring to open his eyes, and too close to get a clear view of Eddie's face, even if he were to.
That you're going through a hard time, and...
Book.
And you might be acting in ways that...
Book. This time, there's a tug of his hair, forcing his forehead apart from Eddie's as their eyes open, landing on each other's. Buck gently swipes the pad of his thumb over the tiny birthmark below one of his big brown eyes.
Fuck. He's so beautiful. I just think...
Stop. Eddie shakes his head.
Don't think,
he begs, eyes remaining on Buck's as he leans closer again, chasing Buck's lips almost teasingly, but daring Buck to close the gap himself. A come on. It's so out of character that Buck's heart simply breaks.
Don't do this to us.
The words are out of his own mouth, falling off of his tongue through a soft breath before he can think better of them.
Don't do this to me.
He thinks that's what he's meant to say, but it's not what he means. Not really.
Don't do this to me.
That would imply that he thinks that Eddie doesn't truly want this. That he's giving Buck a taste of something that would never truly be his. That's not true.
Don't do this to yourself.
That would imply Eddie is giving himself a taste of something that will never be his. That's not true either. Buck is his, all-encompassing and completely.
Don't do this to us. Don't make this our story. Don't make me stand my date up for a heated makeout session in your kitchen. Or more. Don't drag us down into the mud. Don't turn us into something desperate, something sudden. Don't turn us into this before we're ready, before we're standing on solid ground. We deserve better. I'm just... Eddie, I'm still... I'll still be here. I just... You lost your son, and...
I didn't lose him, Eddie interrupts. We'll get him back.
The past month or two, those words have been exchanged between the two of them a number of times. But this time, the roles are reversed. And Buck feels the corner of his mouth twitch as he nods.
Yeah,
he assures him.
Yeah, of course we will.
There's a beat of silence, then 3 seconds, or 5, where they're just allowing their eyes to wander over each other's faces. Take each other in. Breathe.
I'm sorry,
Eddie finally says. But he doesn't move his hands, and neither does Buck.
Buck, you're right. I'm not acting like myself, but that doesn't mean I don't feel it, you know?
He shrugs.
You're right. I lost my son, however temporarily, and I'll never forgive myself, but if anything, I just...
Briefly, his eyes flicker down to Buck's lips. Buck can't stop himself from doing the same.
He's only a man. This isn't out of nowhere, Buck. You know that. I lost the most important person in the world to me, but...
They're leaning closer now. Mostly Eddie, Buck thinks, although he certainly isn't stopping it.
The second most important person in the world to me is right here. Right now. And you're...
He trails off again, breath hot, as it washes over Buck's lips, their eyes falling closed. Buck swallows.
I'd love to be more of a gentleman about this. And I mean this in the most abstract and metaphorical and least possessive way possible, but in the spirit of not wasting any more time than we already have.
Buck. The words follow each other quickly through a single, whispered breath.
You're fucking crazy if you think I'm letting you go on that date.
Eddie, if you think I'm going anywhere, you're fucking crazy.
Buck breathes into his mouth, feeling it curl up into a smile as they melt back together. Sliding his hands up into Eddie's hair, Buck inhales him, inhales them, the kiss growing deeper as he feels Eddie's hands clutch him tighter back. It would be so easy to allow things to grow even more heated, to tug at clothes and zippers, to lower themselves down onto the floor and lock their heels around each other's waists and grind, to haul Eddie up onto the kitchen table, to wrap a hand around his cock and treasure every little sound escaping his throat, to stumble towards the couch or the bedroom and drown and drown and drown. They don't, though. Their fingers cradling through short strands of hair. Their tongues dancing together like the hungry flames of a fire. Their soft moans and pleased grunts. It's deep and heated and passionate, but it's slow. Thick, sweet, raw honey taking its time, slowly surrendering, melting into a warm tea on a cold night. They have time. Time passes in a thick haze. By the time Buck's phone rings, he couldn't possibly tell you whether it's been 5 minutes or 50.
Go for Buck.
Buck answers the call, lips still pulled up into a smile, slick with their combined saliva as Eddie curls an arm around his waist, the mustache tickling the side of his neck as he brushes his lips over the tender skin, waiting patiently. Buck drops his free arm down to wrap around his shoulders in return, gently kneading his bicep through the Henley as he lifts his chin, stretching his neck to give Eddie more of a canvas, maximizing their barely existent height difference, his chest already warm with the feeling of having Eddie curl into him in this way.
Hey, is everything okay? Are you running late or something?
Ravi's friend's voice comes from the other line.
Patrick.
Buck thinks distantly. His name is Patrick, he thinks. Maybe. Peter? No, it's Patrick. God, he's an asshole.
Shit, I'm so sorry to do this, but I'm not gonna make it. I'm not single anymore,
he says, eyes meeting Eddie's. And in the past 7 years of knowing Eddie, he doesn't think he's ever seen his eyes look quite this bright, this happy, in love. Buck catches his own bottom lip in between his teeth, grinning as he dips his head to brush the tips of their noses together. This entire night is already a dick move towards Patrick. He's not about to force him to listen to a kiss, however tempting.
Recent development, like, in the past half an hour?
Okay.
Patrick says, dragging out the O.
Bit of a dick move,
he adds, but doesn't sound too upset, thankfully.
Yeah, I know. It's not lost on me.
Do you have a Venmo or something, man? This timing isn't exactly my best work. Let me pay for dinner.
Eddie surprises Buck by speaking up, and Buck dutifully swallows down any tasteless cracks about how much he may be worth, instead staying quiet as he puts the phone on speaker.
No, I'm the one who stood him up. I'll pay. Don't worry about it.
Buck immediately cuts in, shaking his head.
I could have picked any time to kiss you that wasn't 20 minutes out from a first date, Buck. This one's on me.
Eddie!
Jesus Christ.
Patrick cuts them off. But again, there's not a lot of heat in it. There might even be a hint of a smile or amusement in his voice, but Buck doesn't know him quite well enough to make that bet.
Invite me to the wedding.
Then there's a dial tone, quickly followed by a Venmo request for $80, which, even in Los Angeles, feels like two, if not three, dinners and a cherry on top. But it's fair, and Buck pays it before Eddie has time to see it, much less object.
We're taking next week off, Eddie tells him later. Much later. Buck, half awake at best, resting his cheek against the soft hoodie covering Eddie's stomach, soothed by the way Eddie is gently carting his fingers through the short strands of his hair. Hmm? Buck hums, tilting his chin up just enough to allow his eyes to fall onto Eddie's face, watching the faint, flickering light dance over his features as he keeps his eyes on the screen.
What are we doing?
At that, Eddie inhales, turning his head, taking one of his hands out of his hair to fold his arm up and back to support his own head as he looks down at Buck, the hint of a smile tugging at the corner of his mouth. A hint of hope.
We're going down to Texas.
I want my son back.
Yeehaw, baby.
Buck mumbles through a sleepy smile as he lets his eyes drift closed once again, dropping his cheek back down to Eddie's stomach, soothed by the gentle rumble of amusement in his ear. The end. You can find Brew Rose Milk on Tumblr at the link below, and if you'd like to reblog the fic on Tumblr, there's also a link for that. Podficker's notes. When I read this fic, I immediately knew that I had to podfic of it. Like, we're talking, run straight to the microphone and go. Anyway, Buck and Eddie are in love. They would do this. I fully believe they would do this. And it's just so soft. Anyway, this fic is great. It is like an arrow right through my heart in the best way possible, and I love it for them. Thank you so much, Brew Rose Milk, for having blanket permission on your fics. I hope you all enjoyed listening to this as much as I loved reading it aloud. Thank you, and I will see you in the next one. Bye-bye.